Welcome to ColiCast number 30. Hi, I'm Tiffany, and I'll be your host for this broadcast all about Earth's water. To start us off, Wesley will be talking about Earth, the blue planet. Next, Esmeralda will be talking about the exciting water cycle. Afterwards, Nathan will be telling you about freshwater resources. And last but not least, Sanders will be talking about California's water supply. I hope you enjoy this broadcast about Earth's water. Now here's Wesley with Earth, the blue planet.
Thanks, Tiffany. Do you know about the Earth?
Hi, my name is Wesley, and I'm going to tell you about Earth, the blue planet. About 70% of Earth's surface is covered by oceans. Do you know how water gets salty? One way is coming from running water from a hill. Undersea volcanoes erupt and grow, as well as adding salt to the ocean. The percentage of salt in the ocean is about 3.5%, which causes water to taste salty. Frozen ice sheets contain most of the fresh water on the Earth. Greenland and Antarctica have the only ice sheets in the world. Thank you for listening. Here is Esmeralda with a water cycle.
Thank you, Wesley. Hi, my name is Esmeralda. We're going to tell you a little bit about the water cycle. The three steps of the water cycle are evaporation, condensation, and precipitation. The water cycle is continuous movement of water between the Earth's surface and the air. Evaporation occurs when water changes from a liquid to a gas, and a condensation occurs when gas changes to a liquid. That's how clouds form. Finally, precipitation falls as rain, sleet, hail, or snow. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Bye.
Hi, my name is Nathan. Do you know where freshwater resources come from? If you don't, you better listen up. Much of Earth's usable freshwater comes from running water, standing water, and groundwater. Running water are rivers and streams. Standing water are lakes and ponds. Groundwater is water under the ground. That is what Mr. Curly calls the duh category. People build dams across rivers to form reservoirs. Aquifers are layers of rock and soil that are capable of absorbing water. Reservoirs are man-made lakes. Here is Sanders with California's water supply. Hope you learned a lot. Bye.
Thanks, Nathan. Hi, I'm Sanders. I'm going to talk about California's water supply. Now, let's get started. Most people live in the southern part of California. However, most of California's precipitation falls in the north. Aquifers supply about 30% of California's fresh water. An aquifer is an underground layer of rock or soil that is capable of absorbing water. People build water channels called aqueducts to move water from place to place. This is important because most of California's precipitation falls in the north. We need to bring some water down to the south so we can live in the south. Watering lawns uses 50 to 70% of a household's water. California's water supply comes from reclaimed water, aqueducts, aquifers, and conservation. Now here's Tiffany to wrap this broadcast up.
Thanks, Sanders. I hope you liked this broadcast about Earth's water. Be sure to listen to ColiCast number 31, a broadcast all about Spanish explorers. Bye!